Test. Test, test. Hi, can you hear me? Oh, this is February 25th, 2006. I am 15 and a half years old. My name is... I should not be saying that in case this leaks. Do I need to disguise my voice? I could do that later. This is year one of my sacred contract. Every year on my half birthday, I will record at least 1 minute of my life. So the big news right now is that my grandpa died. He had Alzheimer's. He couldn't remember anything, like even my mom, and that was really sad. He was so Alzheimer's-y that he swallowed his teeth. Like, I guess you have to remember to not swallow your teeth. Anyway, this is the big setup. So each year, a minute, maybe more, but never less. Does this fill up a minute? Yes. Well, I'm going to keep going. What else is important? I decided to do this as a time capsule to preserve my true self at different points in my life so that if I do get Alzheimer's, since I learned that it skips a generation, I'll at least have some semblance of reality. So I'll always be honest. I will always do this at 8 p.m. My mom was so sad that he died. And I was like, he's better now, obviously. And I think she could start to see that. Okay, blech. What else? Kayla and I went to this janky carnival last weekend, and we literally got stuck on the ride, on this roller coaster, like right as we were on the top and we were dangling forward. It was amazing. And before that, we were on this really fast spinning ride, and while we were on it, I screamed, Chase DeLange! It was exhilarating because I've always wanted to say his real name out loud, and here I could, and literally no one could hear me. And I thought, oh my God, that would be so weird if the ride stopped right when I screamed his name and then everyone heard. And what if God himself was there? Oh my God, drama-rama. Okay, clocking out. Okay, one more thing in case I do lose my mind. God is the nickname for Chase. I never say Chase. 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 That's so weird. That's his name. Chase. Wait, who's going to be the new God? Because God is graduating. Oh, no. Go away.
I get the room.
You always have it. Leave me alone. Get away. I hate you. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Give me privacy. It didn't hit me till just now. If my inevitable dementia gets so bad and I forget my best friend forever and ever, UT it. Wow. I can't even imagine that happening. Well, it's important that I state it for the record. Kayla Rule is my best friend, my eternal partner. She rules. She's so wise because she's actually older than me, but not because she was held back. It's just that when she switched into my school, the curriculum is different, so she had to repeat it. So she's my cool older friend who's in my grade. And she's the Summer to my Marissa and the Gretchen to my Regina and the Miranda to my Lizzie. And she'll always be older and wiser than me. No matter how old I get, I'll never be able to catch up. Although, let's face it, I'm a lot smarter. Okay, well, that officially concludes year one of my sacred contract. Goodbye. I'll see you next year. It's February 25th, 2007. I am 16. I didn't even write it down in my planner. I just remembered to record it now because I'm a literal genius. I learned about the law of attraction, so I'm going to use this to state my dream slash hope slash aspiration slash guaranteed future out loud so that I can manifest it. Let's look at the facts. I'm the smartest girl in school. Person, actually. I'm smarter than all the boys and teachers. I'm extremely funny, and one day I'm not going to hold myself back anymore so people can see my amazing personality out loud. I'm going to get a perfect score on the SAT, and I'm going to Harvard for college. I'm going to have an extremely hot boyfriend to cuddle with next year. I'm going to have an amazing first kiss, and I'm not going to let my fear come true of him kissing me and my parents watching through a peephole or me spazzing and going in the wrong direction or punching him in the face. Ugh, I'm supposed to say what I want, not what I don't want. I'm going to be pre-med at Harvard, and I'm going to work in infectious disease and do something legendary like cure cancer. And that will prove to everyone and the bullies and the gross idiots that I'm better than them and that I'm nothing like my disgusting alcoholic dad or my gossiping mom or my stoner below average B's and a C brother. And everything works out in the end. I got literally 30 minutes of sleep last night and had 2 Red Bulls. I need to report that I manifested it. I got a perfect score on the SAT. Well, the part that matters, the math, obviously, and the critical reading. I was thinking to take the ACT also just to prove I can get a perfect score there too, but I don't need to waste my precious time. I didn't do like absolutely perfect on the writing portion, but I heard that for the question, what is courage? Some kid literally just wrote, this is courage. And he got a perfect score. So it's obviously bullshit. And sometimes my ideas in the written form are just too advanced for simpleton pseudo-intellectual SAT graders. Plus a guy next to me had a cold and was making disgusting noises the whole time. Otherwise, I would have written a perfect essay. This is the last tick. I'm going to stop the OCD because it's tacky and it's not helping. No more. Harvard girls don't do that. I'll do one more and that will be the last one. There's a party tonight. Kayla and I are going to go. Well, I'm going because my mom doesn't give a shit and my dad's drinking, so they won't notice. And Kayla's parents never let her do anything or go anywhere, so I'm actually going to sleep over her house, and then we're gonna really sneak out and go to the party. And I'm so excited by the whole sneaking out thing because I've never gotten to sneak out in my life because my parents are morons and they give me no rules or structures or anything I could possibly sneak out from. There's gonna be like alcohol probably at the party and maybe like marijuana or like pot, and that's disgusting, so I'm not gonna go near that. But I can't wait till college because then I can drink. But I'm not going to have a sip before then because then I'll get cursed and not get into Harvard. Oh my God, push that thought out of your head. I'm getting into Harvard. 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 Oh my God. Oh my God. Stop. Literally stop. You're disgusting. Your drunk dad does that, not you. Oh my God. Stop. Literally stop. Stop. I have something to report. I didn't get into Harvard. I had one pinky dip of alcohol that I thought was grape juice at a Jewish Seder, so I didn't get in. I'm going to Clown College at Northwestern, my safety school. So fuck being a doctor. I'm going to be a sorority girl. And there are winners and there are losers in the world. And I know that I had the potential to be a winner, but I am in fact a loser. And I have loser parents and I have a loser friend. And literally the entire point of all my sacrifices and existence was to get into Harvard. And then Harvard said no. If he doesn't stop the drums, I'm gonna fucking kill him. Idiots go to Northwestern. If Kayla's parents let her apply out of state, she could have gotten into Northwestern. Not that she's an idiot. I would never befriend an idiot. It's just, she didn't get a perfect score on everything but that fucking essay and get straight A's and do every single extracurricular and never have a boyfriend and survive off of 4.5 hours of sleep every single day and literally win most likely to succeed in yearbook and take a record of 15 AP classes. Not even in the Northwest. I wish I was going to Stanford or somewhere that was actually worthy of my existence. And I was thinking I could take a year off, but then I'm gonna be even older for my class like Kayla is, and I want to be normal. I want to be so normal and drink and have sex and not be a virgin and do drugs and study something idiotic and give absolutely nothing back to the world and change my identity and form a new personality and wind up in a mental institution, and then Harvard will feel bad and realize that they should have accepted me.
Hey, baby, are you okay? I'm going to get my hair blown out.
I hate you. I hate you so much. I'm 19. Damn, I'm old. Last night I got super drunk again. I woke up in my dress. I don't totally remember getting in. I was making out with... Oh, no. I think last night when I got in, before bed, I, like, went into the bathroom and, like, went into the shower to pee for some reason. And I think I, like, touched myself and there were other people in the bathroom. Okay, I don't want to think about that. Okay, so I made out with this guy again who, like, we make out with each other sometimes. And then we'll, like, see each other around and both horribly avoid eye contact. It's so awkward. Oh, I didn't tell you. I had my first kiss. It was at a frat party, and it was with two guys. Well, it was with one guy at first, and then I was like, what? Whoa. And then I broke away, and then I ended up making out with another guy. I told Kayla that making out feels like sucking your bottom lip. What happened last night? I made out with all these people, and then my role model pulled me aside and she told me I don't have to be that desperate. And then I think that we made out, but then she like got me water. This was at the wrap party for the play. Oh, I got to be in this amazing play and I only auditioned because this really hot junior convinced me to. And I'm so glad I did because I ended up getting the second biggest role in the whole play. And I was so jealous because I had no experience, but I got this huge role and now we're all best friends. And last night I made out with everyone. So it's going to be... so horribly uncomfortable. Fuck. And the eye contact. Actually, oh no. Oh God, I think I kissed this really disgusting... No, I don't want to think about last night. I'm sure it'll come to me. Not like that, you pervert. What else? I love my classes and my friends, and I have this really cool pretty roommate, and honestly, it feels so good to have a hot friend. No offense to Kayla, she's obviously not ugly. I think I'm going to major in English, but I'm not totally sure yet. That doesn't feel like a very practical thing to do, but I really am enjoying my English class. Oh my God, I don't even know. It's like so tweak. I like definitely made out with this guy. It's giving me the heebie-jeebies. But yeah, so college is amazing. And
hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Let's go out.
Yes.
Woohoo.
Hi. Well, I had my phone now automatically press record at this time every year, so no matter what, I have to say something. My idiot brother got into Harvard. And my parents expected me to be happy for him. Why? Because of misogynistic male legacy? So then, what, he can get a Harvard degree and find a trophy wife and retire at age 40 and become an addict and waste everything too? School is really stupid here. I don't belong. I rushed sororities and I didn't get in. And my roommate got the best one, so we don't talk. And she's always at her perfect boyfriend's. So atrociously cold. I tried out for these stupid clubs and the play and I didn't get anything. Well, I got a really shitty role, so I dropped out. So now I'm ostracized from another community. And now it's too late to switch into any science track, so being a doctor is officially out. People here call me a slut. I'm still a virgin, so...
Hey, Lindsay! My roommate and I are going to this party last
Hi.
Minute.
Lindsay? And at first I was really pleased because in high school I wished people would see me as a sexual being, but now it's making them think I'm an idiot. I made my status, hello darkness, my old friend, and nobody even liked it. I don't want to talk anymore.
Hello, I'm in Ireland, living a very Irish life. It's 1 a.m. here, which is 8 p.m. at home, so I'm right on track. I'm recording this on my laptop because my temporary phone doesn't have recording capabilities. I'm so happy and I'm like really grateful. I haven't cried once this semester, and I usually cry more days than not, so I'm just so grateful that I studied abroad. Everything happens for a reason. And I found a Lindsay-shaped hole here. Not in a sexual way, well, not precisely. I found my place. And I'm so happy. I have like the best friends here. It's like the show Friends. I didn't think that was possible. I'm living in a flat with 12 girls and I'm the only American. And before I had stalked the living situation and found out there's 12 girls I would be living with, and I had a panic attack because in theory that sucks. And all the other Americans abroad get to be in co-ed flats and probably have boyfriends now and stuff. But the only other flat on our hall is 12 guys. And we met each other on the first day and then we infiltrated each other's entire existence. And it's always cold and raining, so we never even go outside. And everybody is just so sexy and Irish and takes the piss all the time. Like pranks and stuff. Like not like pees on each other. Although we did pour beer out the window on people and tell them it was piss. And I'm studying social anthropology here instead of English, and I'm obsessed. Like, I'm learning all these ritualistic behaviors that define people's personhoods in different cultures, and it was, like, totally validates a lot of my weird thoughts. And there's a culture where if someone steals your pumpkins in your dreams, you can sue them in waking life. I would be rich if that was my culture, because people always steal shit in my dreams. And my professor is brilliant, and he's so passionate, it, like, wakes me up every week. Yeah, so I want to say everything, but I also want to get back out there, and I hope no one hears this, but also I don't really care if they do because I mean it. And they're all alcoholics. It's amazing. And they're mostly like 17 years old because they're enrolling in college for the first time. So it's kind of like a do-over for me. And I'm in love with everybody. I want to make out with everyone. I'm going to go, but I'm so happy. This is what this is for. Okay. Thank you.
You're breaking up.
I can't believe I did that. Everyone knows.
Okay, I'm going to move to the other side of the room.
I hate myself.
You're like Harry.
I'm like Harry? I'm shaving all the time now, and I'm drinking pineapple juice, and I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do because you never know when you're going to need to.
No, you're like Harry Potter.
I can't be.
Wait, not with that shitty accent, but... What happens when Harry's getting sorted? What does the sorting hat tell him?
Gryffindor!
What does it say when it's, like, in his head, you know? When it's talking to him? Like, what does it almost sort of
Slytherin?
At?
I'm a Slytherin?
You're a Gryffindor. But you have Slytherin inside you.
What, like a dick?
This stuff runs in your family, okay? We need to...
What runs in my family?
Addiction. I'm not judging you for that. It's just, like, let's
Why
be
are
real.
You saying this right now? I'm so embarrassed. I just hooked up with his best friend. I don't even know if we had sex or what happened. I just want to curl up and die, and you're being mean. Why would you do this to me? You know.
You're not your dad. You're not. You're like Harry. You are a Gryffindor.
I'm so stupid. I hate myself so much.
I hate hearing you say that. You're literally the smartest person I know.
Well, you're an idiot, so.
Okay, well, I'm not, actually.
I didn't meet Kayla.
But I might be a Hufflepuff. I'm not letting it go. Come on. This is all Harry Potter, okay? It'd feel a lot better if you could just stick in Hogwarts with me for a minute. Fuck.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh shit, what the fuck? Someone's recording me.
What?
Well, I feel like I can recap sex a bit better because I'm not a virgin anymore. I actually lost my virginity, or gained my unvirginity, shortly before my last half birthday, which, you know, you heard the repercussions. But I wanted to note for my future past self, whatever this is for, that the feeling of having sex is, like, a lot lower down than anticipated. I just want to share that. That was surprising. They don't teach you that in school. I'm out of college now, and that's been really difficult, not having a schedule. I've been traveling a lot. I've been sleeping on a lot of couches, having to carefully sneak my repetitive bathroom routine, which has been... Yeah. Hopefully the next year version of me won't have these insane bathroom tics. I've been doing a lot of temp work, and I don't really know what I'm doing with my life, and I have an English degree, so that's not helping. I honestly don't want to be a teacher, so I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing, and I heard that you're not supposed to at this point in your life, so I'm actually right on track. I'm 23, and I can calm down about it. I just gotta get myself out of all these pickles and sexual situations because I don't know why I keep doing this, but I keep hooking up with people who are friends with each other or best friends or roommates or siblings, and I really don't know what the fuck I'm doing and I don't know where I'm going. Yeah. Struggling right now. I have this interview tomorrow and I've been on the toilet all evening with anxious diarrhea. Ugh, my body. And I can't stop wiping. What happened this year? Oh my god, something incredible happened. Guess who I bumped into? Chase DeLange! God himself! It was so random. I was in Boston for my brother's play and in an elevator and I saw him and I couldn't control myself and I just said his full name out loud to his face. And then I had to introduce myself and he acted like he already knew who I was, which I doubt is possible, but damn. And he's balding, but damn. That happened. Kayla freaked. We could not stop gushing. That was like one of our top dream scenarios, to be stuck in an elevator with him. Not that we were stuck, but he was kind of stuck with me. Something else amazing is that Kayla just got into Stanford Law School, and I'm so proud of her. And what's the best about our friendship is that no matter where we are physically or how far away we are or how long we go without talking, which is never longer than like 2 weeks, or if she's killing it at school and I'm still here sucking my thumb, our life paths are always still perfectly aligned. I also tell her the full details of every event because she has this elephant memory, so she's also storing parts of my brain for me. Oh, hold on. I don't even want this job. It's like in copywriting.
Why, body, why?
Ugh. Every day, I wipe repetitively, and wiping makes me feel like I have to pee, so I do, again and again and again, a million times in a row, and this is why I can never have a boyfriend. And then I spit in the toilet twice before every flush, and my throat has been so phlegmy recently, even though I stopped dairy, and I'm 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024, 2048, 4096, is that even right? Oh my god, stop, body, stop! Hello, I am reporting to you live from Paia on the island of Maui in Hawaii, and I'm very itchy. I have these weird bites all over my body. The doctor said that I have to take steroids, I guess, to get rid of them, but besides the extreme itchiness, I'm doing well. And I'm a little bit quiet right now because I'm in the middle of anthropological work, which is amazing. I'm actually on location right now on an ethnography, and my incredible Irish professor from when I was abroad is the one who sent me here with his friend, maybe his partner, I'm not sure. She's very cool, but extremely intimidating. And the work we're doing now, it's not like groundbreaking or anything. You know, ideally I'd be in another country studying something fascinating like death rituals or constructed ideas of personhood, but instead, no, I'm on a sober living community in Hawaii. And, you know, it's like really boring because it's just sober people all the time. And I know I'm not supposed to say that it's boring because I'm supposed to be empathetic and immerse myself in the community, but they don't drink and they don't party and they don't have lively discussion. The only lively discussion they do have is when they talk about the past glory days when they did drink and do drugs. Anyways, I'm not really even doing the work. I'm more like the driver. Because the woman is from the UK and they don't drive on the right side of the road there. Not that we're doing the right, not like a moral thing, just, you know what I mean. But okay, we're in like the surf capital of the world and the coolest, hottest people are all around. And it's so breathtaking watching them. It's so inspiring. And sometimes after I drop her off at the sober place, I'll like go to the beach and do my own anthropological work on these really hot people. Although when they see me there, I'm clearly not a surfer, so I feel all this judgment. But then I was actually getting an acai bowl the other day and I saw this girl. You know, she was tan and blonde and had a toe ring on and was obviously very cool and was in a group of people. But I saw that under the table, she was like violently tapping her foot, like all this anxiety, all in the toe ring, all in this foot. And the combination of seeing the surfer girl with all this anxiety was amazing. And obviously, I'm not supposed to be saying any of this because everything I'm doing is confidential, but this is just for me. And it is my half birthday. And it's cool that I'm stepping into work. Like, I'm actually on some sort of track doing something that speaks to me in some way. And yeah, it's exciting. It's cool. So, okay. I love you. Bye. Come here. Come here, look.
What's that alarm for? Here, cheers.
Do you know what today is?
Let me guess. Is it sexy day?
yes. And, it's also my half birthday.
Oh, cool. What's a... Explain that to me. What's a half birthday?
Really? It's halfway to my birthday.
Yeah.
Well, every year, my phone starts recording, and it records whatever we do or say. So, just, you know, whatever you do or say, it will.
Oh, I get it.
Stop. It will be used against you in court.
Oh, I have very good lawyers.
Yeah, so, do you want to say anything?
Wait. When's your birthday?
It's August 25th.
But today's February 25th.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so wouldn't half be the 13th?
Or the 12th and a half. Oh, shit. What have I been celebrating?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I know something that needs celebrating.
Hi. I should not have let that guy into this experiment. I feel like I betrayed myself. I thought he was someone special in my life, and we got to know each other for 5 months, and we'd go on these really epic dates, and only then, after 5 months, did I have sex with him, because I was trying this new thing where I get to know the person before having sex, and then we did have sex, and then he ghosted me. It took me a few months to realize this. I'm just embarrassed because I thought he was my boyfriend. That's the only reason I let him into this recording. And I did hold this sacred. And I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry because now anytime if I ever listen to this back, he's gonna be on it.
February 25th already? Don't drop your phone. I'm pouring exactly a third of this bottle down the drain because I'm getting more in tune with my body and I'm learning that when I drink the whole bottle, I black out and bad things happen when that happens. So I'm being smart and resourceful. I magically pour it into the toilet and then at the end I flush it. So when you hear the big flush, that's not me peeing on this recording again. I'm portion controlling. And then I flush the toilet. I flush the toilet like this. I flush the toilet.
12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Many of us exclaimed, "What an order! I can't go through with it." Don't be discouraged. No one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. We are not saints. The point is that we are willing to grow along spiritual lines. The principles we have set down are guides to progress. We claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. Our description of the alcoholic, the chapter to the agnostic, and our personal adventures before and after make clear three pertinent ideas. A, that we were alcoholics and could not manage our own lives. B, that probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism. C, that God could and would if he were sought. There's a recovery picnic Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. at Small Oak Park.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hope you'll all be there. Lots of fun, food, and fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's an open meeting. Does anyone have anything to share?
I'll go.
Lindsay?
I'll go.
Wonderful.
You can do it.
Hi. Hi. My name's Lindsay, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
It's hard for me to say that because my dad's an alcoholic, and I promised myself I would never be anything like him. I sit in these meetings and I see you all share your darkest secrets and I can't believe you do that. I realize that I want that. I want to get this out of me. I learned that if I drink, then I don't clear my throat all the time and I don't notice my body glued to the toilet 5 times in a row.
That's real.
And I learned quickly that drinking is the only time I could feel normal. That I could have sex. That I could kiss. That I could feel lovable. Maybe, like, loved.
Mm.
And I didn't want to clear my throat because my dad does that and I never want to be anything like him.
What's that?
Wait, is this being recorded? No, I don't think I'm cool with that.
Hey, she can't do that.
I only have 6 months left of my 20s and I have to make the most of it. I wasted so much time with addiction and recovery and now I only have half a year to cram it all in before... Let's be honest, I become way less fuckable. Apparently, girls aren't attractive once I hit 30. Even the super feminist guy that I hooked up with, he said that he hates to admit it, but girls just become desperate in their 30s, so he's not interested. And I don't mean that I want to just go fuck around, and I certainly don't want to drink. I mean, obviously that's not true, but I mean, I won't drink. But I just need to be my most attractive self while I still can so that I could attract an ideal partner in this lifetime. But actually, I only have 3 months left. Because then, I'm going to Indonesia to assist my Irish anthropology professor. Holy shit, yes. Moving out of this place finally, I'm going to sell all my haunted furniture and I'm going to get a start new in a different country doing exactly what I'm meant to be doing. I'm part of the ritual patterns of death in the Tanatharaja, the most fantastically fascinating, exciting opportunity with the most brilliant human in the world. Something else I love about this job is that it totally normalizes a lot of ritualistic behavior and superstitious thoughts, kind of like my weird OCD tics and my seemingly irrational fears. I'm born for this work. Who knows, maybe next year I won't have access to a private recording space or a phone or anything. Ooh, I better be able to have phone calls with Kayla to process. I can't get through it without her. Anyway, if for some reason I can't record next year, I will fill you in doubly the following year.
Mom, don't touch your face. You just touched that.
I wiped it.
You didn't wipe the other side. I'm watching you. You have to be more careful.
I'm trying. I'm really trying.
I know. It's just those little slip-ups, that's how the virus spreads. I'm just trying to keep you safe. I'm trying to keep, if my girlfriend comes down to visit, I'm trying to keep her parents safe. I'm trying to keep everybody in our little bubble safe. Please, just be really careful.
Yes, I will. I will. I'll pay more attention. Thank you. I will.
You think Dad needs the booze tonight, or can I leave it in the garage a couple days and let the virus cool?
No, we should bring it in now.
Okay. Oh my God! Don't touch your face!
Fuck.
Hi, I'm now 31, and I'm older than Kayla, which was never supposed to happen, because she died from COVID. Why am I laughing? And I lost my job. Obviously, there was no traveling happening. I never got a good. I don't have my best friend. I'm spitting all over my phone. I just don't see what the point is anymore now that I'm older than my older friend. Why did you do this to me? She was like helping people. She was helping deliver groceries for older people. She's such an asshole. Oh my God, I thought I'd be okay this year. I don't know if this is gonna be my last recording. I don't see the point. I don't have any friends. I don't have any boyfriend. I don't have a job. I don't have any dream. And I was so close. It's going to be so boring to listen back to because no one wants to hear this.
Linz?
Go away. I get the room. It's my time.
Have you been in Dad's cabinet?
Can I record today?
What is that?
It's just something I need to do at this exact time.
I see. And what have you been doing this past week when the thoughts arise?
I've been doing better. I had these all-consuming thoughts, and it was really overwhelming and all contradicting each other, and I couldn't sleep. And then I grabbed my ears and I yelled, "Shut the fuck up!" And that stopped it. But then I realized that I should probably be treating myself. So the next time that happened, I bought ice cream.
It's not a good idea to get ice cream when you're sad because it rewards pain and trains you that there's a purpose to pain.
Of course there's a purpose to pain.
And what's that?
Your paycheck.
I'm trying to help you. Now, someone must have enabled this behavior in the past.
Is that a snake?
What? Oh. Oh, it's a gift my nephew got me from Harry Potter World. He went to Universal.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm sorry for upsetting you. Can you tell me more about these conflicting thoughts?
When I was young, I thought I would do something amazing with my life. And now I'm older and I'm just normal. I gotta be normal. That's what I always wanted. The conflicting thoughts is that I still want to do something amazing and adventurous and wonderful and exhilarating and worthwhile and purposeful, but I'm also accepting that I'm an adult now and that it's time for maturation.
to grow up and wake up and to find a husband and to have kids and to try to do better than my parents did.
How are your parents?
Yeah, they're good. I love them, actually. My mom's as gorgeous as ever, and my dad's proud of me. They're not perfect, they're normal, and I'm not perfect. And I can't spend my life trying to control everything. My caffeine intake and alcohol and bathroom habits and wiping and furniture, is it haunted or not? And if I do X, then Y. If I do A, then Z. And
good.
When you're young, you have dreams, ambitions. That's what keeps you going. And then when you're older, you don't know where life takes you. It's just not in your control. Maybe the point is to have kids so then they could have zest for life and I can live vicariously.
I recognize that anything groundbreaking I wanted to do when I was little or things that I couldn't even imagine would be possible, like grow up and cure COVID. Those things are just, they're not my reality. So I recognize that I'm too old now to start over. And then what would be the point of anything? I didn't really want to be a doctor. I just wanted to be important.
I'm starting to recognize that maybe just being alive is important and that I don't really need to do or be anything more.
And I hope that if my older or younger self or whoever this is for is hearing this, that you're proud of me, even though it feels really uncomfortable right now because saying this just makes me feel like I'm giving up or maybe giving over.
Yeah, so I'm doing well. I'm sober, and I feel like I'm going to start putting myself out there more in a real way, just as I am, and just keep making my way. I guess just admitting that I don't know what the future holds, and I got to be okay with where I am now, because it's going to be me and where I am now the whole time, no matter what. So I can't just live in constant pain of where I thought I would be by now when it's not up to me.
Dedicated to Kayla. Not that Kayla wouldn't want me to live a big life. It's just recognizing I'm here. Recognizing I'm here and I did choose Gryffindor. I'm here and that's good. That's good, okay.
Okay.
Whoa, sorry, I forgot you were here.
Dreams are good. They get us moving, but things happen from right where we are.
Right. Exhilarating. Thank you.
That'll be $180.
Hi. I have this permanent smile on my face. Yeah, I have some big news to report. You're not going to believe it. I am one of the very few lucky citizens of society to be chosen to go to space. Yes, I know. I feel very good right now. I know it's an insane thing to do. I know that I am chosen and called to do this for a reason. Where to begin? Shortly after my last episode, I called my Irish anthropology professor, which I've had his number for years, but I never had the balls to do. The ovary balls. He had read my journals of my own experience with 12-step recovery, which were published side by side with my previous report on the sober living community in Hawaii, which are, let's just say, very different perspectives. And he shared them with his colleague who works with NASA. And through our magical discourse, we unlocked a new mission that's never been done. So, I'm going to low orbit in space as a tourist, and then returning to Earth and plunging into the depths of the ocean in a submarine, as an ethnography of the outer edges of Earth. I don't know how or why I get to be this person to go, but I know that I will be utilized in the way that I'm meant to. And there's only a few of us on the expedition, and one is this very important celebrity that I'm dying to reveal, but I won't. Not this year. But the others are not famous, and I think that it's worth noting that for my position, they specifically did not want a doctor. and that it was seen as a positive that I'm an unmarried, very single woman. And I know that sounds sad, but it's not. It feels extremely purposeful. And I'm about to start training with the other travelers. I know that we're going to have an amazing time together, and we all come from very different walks of life and have all been through humbling experiences, to say the least. I leave in 5.5 months, so just before my birthday, my 34th birthday. I don't think that I could bring my phone to space or the deep sea, so I don't think I'll be doing this next year, although I guess you never know what will happen. This is Lindsay, signing off and saying thank you for being with me all these years. And I think that the little girl who started this, I think she would be excited.